America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Browns already trending Za'Darius Smith to the Lions, and obviously we have more in the Browns to get to, but we were just talking about Darius, and I want to give you another... Because I kind of
I just want to know if you well I mean did I come over to your side? Is that what happened?
Is that
the end result?
Did
of that?
I woo you to the Darius
side? Did you bully me into being a Darius Garland guy? Which, by the way, historically I will say I was one of the first Darius Garland guys. I jumped off. We did bandwagons. I jumped. Don't laugh at that.
Is this you trying to say?
I jumped off
the previous segment.
It's not saving anything. I'm not buying into the idea that two games Darius Garland is fixed and awesome. Like, if we had how many GMs in the NBA line up, would they make any sort of different trade offers than what they wouldn't have made last year? Like, clearly something happened last year. I think you make a lot of great points, though. Like, I do love the idea that we can look at last year and just kind of push it to the side. Mm-hmm. I think I still live with too much carnage from last year, because in many ways I look at Darius and I think about how the season could have gone drastically different if Darius was just the Darius we're seeing right now. But maybe I just need to look at that as a sunken cost, and it just is what it is.
So I might be able to meet you in the middle on this. I can't definitively tell you, or anybody else listening, that Darius won't come back. And I'm not just talking about the on the court. I'm talking about the off the court stuff with the trade request. I can't definitively tell you that won't rear its head, because I think as long as Darius and Donovan are playing, there's always going to be some underlying tension, not personally, but professionally.
Well, I mean, I looked at a lot of the numbers earlier today, and I see him. I can go through all the Basketball Reference, all
Please
these
bites.
I'm not going to, don't worry. But, like, I can tell you all these numbers where Donovan is just way behind Darius right now. And I look at it, and I'm like, clearly Donovan is happy playing this role for Darius right now. Is Donovan going to be happy with that 3 months from now, 4 months from now? Like, even if the Cavs are playing their best basketball, and this is the best version of their basketball, but Donovan's not looked at as a top 10 player in the league because he's playing this almost second fiddle role, and that's what it has been to Darius. Is he okay with that? Is he going to run with that? I don't know. Maybe last year, and the fact that Donovan he had some postseason success for sure. You won a postseason series, but the story on him is getting pretty clear, Nick. Like, he doesn't play in conference title games, hasn't his entire career. Maybe he'll push that aside, but then again, maybe he won't.
So I do wonder if part of the Kenny Atkinson effect is getting these guys to buy into hey, 82 games prepares us for the 28 final games. And yeah, you can score 28 points a game if you want, Donovan, but it might be better if you played 30 minutes a night, you scored 24 points per game, and then the playoffs, you're 100% healthy.
Right. I mean, JB ran him in the ground consistently, and he seemed like he was fine about that, though. He was signing up for that. That's why he always did that late push right before the postseason games, whereas, like, the final four games before the postseason, he would go for 40 points and play 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. It was like, it's just unnecessary.
So I think this thing's going to ebb and flow. I think there's going to be times where, that's what this is set up. If you're not going to have a Jason Tatum, a Jaylen Brown, a Giannis, the benefit of that is in the regular season, you can kind of just play hot potato. And I think that's the benefit of this. And what that will also do is everyone's numbers are going to look so much better. And that's where we get into the value concept and how people think of you. Like, if it's just Donovan and the Donettes, Donovating?
Yeah, something like that. Donovating?
I think I've now butchered the thing that I butchered previously.
I don't know that Donovating is your best work, but...
But I don't think any of it's my best work.
I kind of liked it, though. I could see it on a shirt.
If it's just that, I think people are going to look, well, but it's just Donovan having to carry the load, and it's got a ceiling to it. I think if all four guys are doing what they're doing here through the first eight games, I think Darius can be real, and Evan Stark can be real, and Jarrett Stark can be real. And by the way, Ty Jerome Stark can be real. Like,
But what do we explain away last year with? Is it just he just was mentally broke? Is he just physically broke? Like, we still have to account for what last year was.
Or
do we just not want to? Do we just want to just do? I mean, we can if you want to. We can just bury our heads in it and just say it was what it was.
I think he was injured. I think there was just a lot of things that went into that, injuries, personal stuff, and then I think by the time he got healthy, I think he was still playing underweight, and I think he got into his own head. And yeah, by the way, and this is no offense to JB Bickerstaff, I don't think JB's the guy to, because JB didn't have one half of the equation. JB did not have Donovan's ear. And so to make it better, you need a coach that has both guys invested in the coach. You didn't have that. So I don't want to try and make it all just a victim of circumstance stuff, because at some point you got to control the things that are happening to you and react to them favorably. But at the same point, because I feel like if I just go, well, it's a victim of circumstance, it's a cop-out, but I think it's probably true. From a sports talk perspective, it might sound like a cop-out. I don't think it is. I think that's exactly what happened. That's how she goes.
It is weird. It's weird that after, what was that, his fifth year in the league last year, that all of a sudden it would just be the season from hell, quote-unquote, and everything. I mean, I'm open to the idea that it was just a one-off. Let's put it that way. If we can meet somewhere in the middle there, I'm open to the idea that it was just that.
So while we're talking about credit,
not saying he's the greatest thing I've ever seen, but I'm open to the idea that it was just a one-off.
No one said he had to say he's the greatest thing you've ever seen. So while we're talking about credit.
He played like it last night.
I'll take 39 points from Darius anytime.
I don't think people I know everyone's understanding, but like he was so incredible. He was next level incredible last night.
He's had those stretches. He can do that. And that's what I do think is so cool about the Cavs. I don't know what it means for the postseason, but on any given night, Evan can go for 30. On any given night, Darius can go for 30. On any given night, Donovan can go for 30. And Jarrett's probably not going to be a 30-point guy, but like he can go for a stretch where he gets 15 points in the fourth quarter and takes over a game. Like, I don't know how many teams have those guys, four guys that can do that. And if one guy doesn't have it, you look to the next and go, you up?
Yeah, their offensive rating entering last night's game was second in the NBA. Last year, they were around like middle of the pack, Nick. It's like the Guardians going from them being the worst hitting home run team in baseball, like they were 2 years ago, to then being, last year they were like 12th when it finished all and was all said and done. Let's say they were all of a sudden second. I mean, it's like, it was a massive... It's a massive jump.
It's almost
what they're able to do offensively.
It's almost like head coach matters.
Yeah, a little bit.
Which is funny because, again, I'm all with this Cavs team. Low commitment casual. You guys know this.
What is low commitment casual?
That means I am here to enjoy the sweet fruits of this Cavs team, but I'm not here to lock it down. I'm not here to put a ring on it. In the words of Beyonce, I don't know why it's Beyonce, but I'm not here. I'm not ready to do the expectations thing. I'm just ready to enjoy what's happening and then at some point go, okay, here's your credit because you've done a good job so far. And I think it's wild that certain segments of Cavs media, Cavs Twitter, there's no credit going to my guy, Kenny Atkinson. I'm, by the way, we do bandwagons tomorrow. I'm on the Atkinson bandwagon.
I think we all were from game one, right?
Well, yeah. I mean,
it was noticeable in one game.
It's anybody but JB for me.
Always has been.
I mean, I don't say anybody, but it was almost anybody.
Pistons have won two straight now. Have you seen that?
That's true. Do they?
How about them beating the Lakers last night?
I'm not going to turn into taking a shot at JB.
How about them being JJ Redick last night?
So I think the...
Is JB Bickerstaff better than JJ Redick?
216. 474. I hope we were going to do it together. No, but to what
I stopped
you're
after the 216 part of it. We'll keep going.
But with this being said... Because I heard Lima say something today with the Bonin boys, and I thought he laid out a very salient case here. But it got into the idea of credit for Darius's bounce back and Evan Mobley's jump forward. And I think this is just a narrative that I never bought into, that I still don't buy into today.
I've seen other people go right to the look at what Kenny Atkinson has done. And I'm like, can we give Darius credit? Because maybe he just took all those rumors.
But it's the only thing that's different.
Hold on. Everything that was being said about him last year, and he's healthy. So he got to come into the season healthy. Maybe he got his mind right. I don't know what he did in the offseason. It's not like he was with Team USA. He wasn't even considered. I wonder if all that stuff has been a slight that Darius was like, I got to get back to being the guy that got this contract. I got to be the guy that was supposed to be, you know, at a certain level, because last year was such a disaster all the way around, really from start to finish. So I give him the credit. And it just so happens that now Evan Mobley's in his fourth year, more mature. He's getting better. Even though his numbers are not that drastically different from what they were last year. Like last night, he had two coast-to-coasts. He had two of them that I counted. Well, last year and the year before that, he'd maybe have two of those in a week and a half. We had two of them last night. So that's the type of empowerment that maybe, you know, you do give Atkinson credit for. But eventually, probably got to give Mobley credit. We all saw the talent. We just wondered when he was going to get there. So maybe we'll give Atkinson credit for, you know, tapping him on the shoulder, because they said the very first meetings were all about Evan Mobley. But I kind of feel like whoever would have been head coach, it would have been all about Evan Mobley.
So just to start here, when did we start, just because you're giving credit to one person in the equation, that means you're not giving credit to the other one?
Like, we gotta like choose our credit? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like
can't,
well,
can't they both get credit?
I cannot give Kenny Atkinson credit because I've already given my debits to Darius Garland. Like, can't we split them up?
It sounds very sports talk radio. I kind of see what he was doing there, because we choose sides a lot, and that's kind of a thing we do around these parts. So I'm not going to hammer Lima for that concept.
Well, no,
but I do think, well, first of all, I think it's too early to tell one way or another who would get the bulk of the credit. You want to have that discussion?
Well, we will, but I just, so the reason why, because I don't think it's just Lima that's doing this. So I'm like, I thought he made some interesting points. I will say,
well, the Team USA one, I think, is always the interesting one.
Yeah, but we're playing armchair psychologist. Like, Jaylen Brown. Hey, the Celtics aren't going to be bad this year because Jaylen Brown is really smarting from that snub. It's like, okay, or he's just a really good basketball player.
No, I think it's more the idea that Atkinson wasn't even around the team because he was, you know, he was in Paris and he was coaching Team France and he was doing everything that wasn't coaching Darius, essentially. But we don't know what he was doing in the time that he wasn't coaching Team France.
Well,
who knows?
Probably maybe eating steak through a straw, like just to
or the,
bond
the
with
the
Darius.
Faux gras.
Like foie gras?
I think it's faux gras. Faux gras?
I think it's foie gras. But
you
I
tried a little bit of it when we went to, was it Costa Rica? No, it was Mexico. We went to Mexico and there was a place and they had it. And after that,
you didn't try it in France, you tried it.
I tried it in Mexico. No. Okay. There was like a European themed. It was one of those resorts. You go to the different themed restaurants because they're never like here's a burrito. Enjoy it. It's like here you have to choose the Mexican spot. You choose the European spot. You choose the, for some reason there's always an Italian spot at these resorts. I don't know why. And I had the faux gras.
I had Chinese in.
It wasn't very
in
good.
Jamaica.
By the way.
It also wasn't very good. Yeah. But to like your point there, not about foie gras, but I or what? Now I can't even say it anymore.
Yeah, I think it's
but here's the thing, specific to what you said there, is Darius doing this if there's not an offensive system around him?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I don't think so. Not like this.
Is Evan?
No, I don't think so. I think this is where you have to give Atkinson credit.
So that's where, like, yes, of course, Darius had to get right, and he had to get his body right, and he had to get his mind right, and he had to get past whatever trade request there was or wasn't. But last night, like, I'm not saying he wouldn't be better just based off of moving away from last year. But I think what a great offensive system does is it just makes it easier on the players.
But that also, though, then makes it seem like they're a product of the system almost. And I don't believe that that's true at all.
No, but I think in the NBA, this gets back to dual credit. Like, okay, you can be individually great players, that your game can be raised, or your collective games can be raised by the situation you're in, and that's where the head coach comes in. I think Lima's tapping into a narrative that I think is trash, and I think it's been proven to be trash. I want to be real clear here. I think everybody thinks, well, how much does the head coach matter anymore? Guys, this isn't Golden State. Like the whole point of the head coach didn't matter was because it was Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. Like, it was four future Hall of Famers in the perfect situation.
Well, and we directly see, again, the offensive numbers, the pace numbers, everything that is correlating with something that it would be directly related to Atkinson.
Well, but I just think we're also taking, like, just because guys aren't like Pat Riley and playing armchair psychologist, there's that phrase again, that all of a sudden coaches have no value. No, the NBA is as split in terms of, like, the brands from, like, 10 teams across the board, two superstars per team. In the case of the Cavs, potentially three. Like, the talent is so widespread, the parity is so good, that coaching has always mattered, yeah. But it matters again, and it starts with the system that your guys are in.
Well, and you're seeing it in a couple different spots, too. You're seeing it in, like, Phoenix, for instance, right now. Like, I always think this happens with sports in general, too, right? Maybe not football as much, because it's recognized that the head coach is almost as important as the quarterback. But in baseball, this happens all the time, where we go through these cycles. So I remember as recently as half a decade ago, managers were basically useless in the advanced analytic baseball community, and now in the past, like, offseason, they're starting to regain the value behind managers, and they're finding these little pockets where managers actually, you know, do impact games. And I feel like basketball is going through that same identity crisis right now as well, where there's a lot of that. Well, there's only so many sets, and they don't do this, and then you're working under the underbelly of it all, and it's just like, oh, this is completely different than what you guys thought 4 years ago.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of groupthink in sports, and I think that narrative got out of control.
For sure.
216-474-0092. If you can only hand out one credit, one kudo, does it go to Kenny Atkinson or does it go to Darius Garland? We might follow up on this. Of course, we got the deadline to pay attention to also. Next on 92.3 The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.